From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Stephanie Brush reading Body Parts by Vicki Stifel. Now let's begin with Chapter 1. My ancient Grand Wagoneer skidded as I hooked a right into the office of the Chief Medical Examiner's parking lot. I skated across the lot, the wind snaking beneath my down coat, as I fantasized about hiking flower-filled hills on a steamy summer day. That got me through the side door and into the warmth. I was late. I'd missed the daily staff meeting at 9, the MGAP meeting I'd called at 10, and the autopsy I'd planned to attend, which was scheduled for 11. Starved, I chomped down on a pistachio muffin while I shrugged out of my coat and slipped off my bean boots. I tossed Kim Ito's file on the desk. She was the reason I was late. Meeting with her had been worth it, had it ever, but I'd play catch-up for the rest of the day. I freshened Penny's water. She's my pal, my bud, my confidant, and a three-legged German shepherd who's a former canine corps police dog. I gave Penn's a pat and a treat, waved at the MGAP counselors in our central office, and flew into my noon group session. "Hey," I said. Arlo pulled his harmonica from his pressed overalls and blew a melancholy tune. Like always, Christy waved hello with one of her red braids. Mary and Donna, our two associate counselors, looked relieved, probably because Roland Blessing was being a pain in the ass, per usual. Blessing glowered before he gave me his back. "How goes it all?" I said to the group. "Why do you always start with that?" Blessing asked. "I'm open to suggestions, Roland." Blessing sat soldier straight, face tight with anger, running a hand across his thin pomaded hair. "You know, I'm the only one that's forced to be here. It sucks." In December, he joined our group made up of people who'd lost loved ones to homicide. Blessing.